Emporia's only extended stay hotel. You won't find a better deal. Their spacious and renovated rooms are perfect for your family visiting from out of town, and the meeting room is great for your family gatherings. You can book reservations through the MainStay Suites Facebook page or call 620-343-7756. MainStay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive. MainStay Suites, live like home.
Live like home at MainStay Suites, KVOE live and local. It is 828, and we're very pleased to be joined on our Newsmaker 2 segment via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Shane Bruner and Janice Arb of LCAT. We've got some new routes and things to talk about here from LCAT as we launch into 2024. Shane, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year. Janice, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good. How are you? So, well, let's talk about right to it here. Route configurations, we have some new routes to look at, Shane?
View, starting today. So I think several times throughout the last couple months, we tried some pilot routes, kind of condensing the two-bus system, the east and west route, into one single-bus system, kind of looking at some of the stops on the routes that were performing and some that were not performing as well as they used to, given how Emporia and its needs and wants has changed. So it's just kind of reconfiguring all that down to a one-bus system, and so we should be able to get people exactly where they're going, as we always have, and in even a more efficient manner, hopefully, than we've have done before.
Well, Shane, you talk about the reconfiguration here. So basically, it sounds like the big thing was efficiency, and a lot of these stops just weren't seeing the same level of traffic that they had been seeing in years past.
Yeah, it was just merging the two, so now in the afternoon, there's no transfer point from east to west route, so we can get you right from one side of town all the way out to, say, Walmart, if that's the direction you're heading, without having to stop and get on another bus. So we did our best to make sure that Emporia is kind of like that big, small town, I call it. So, you know, we're big enough to have some interesting things, but we're small enough where we don't have to have all these transfer points like we would in, like, a Topeka or a Wichita. So we can have the benefit of a smaller transportation, or microtransit, as the buzzword is, with the state, would still operate on a kind of a larger scale operation.
So any new stops on these new routes, Janice?
Yeah, there is a couple. We do stop at the Pavilion. Excuse me, the Pavilion, which is something we didn't do before. We wanted to make sure that we got that worked in, since it's, you know, new, and I know a lot of people want to go there. I think that's pretty much the only new stop that I can think of off the 12th and Peyton, which is a new one. We actually will be stopping at the ice machine there in the Dillon's parking lot because it's a lot safer to do it there.
Okay. All right. So this is in effect as of now as we head into the new year. So as far as your stops go, Shane, the same times for the most part for everything?
More or less. You can go on our Facebook page and see the new stops and route times. So they're pretty much going to be as they were before. Little deviations here and there. But you can also get pamphlets on all the vehicles that have all the new times on it. So it's on Google Maps. Google Maps is live with all the updated information. Give our office a call if you're concerned, worried about your stop or the times that your stop may be at, and we can direct you in the right information.
Shane, will this be changing any pricing or anything like that for rides, or is that all staying the same as well?
That's all staying the same. I did that already.
Well,
I can only do so much at one time, and I think this is probably going to be the big 2024.
The big change for 2024.
It's a lot of work in the background.
Fair enough.
Me and my team to get this stuff going. So, we're 2 days into 2024. I'm tired.
Well, you've got a little ways to go yet.
Yeah.
And what did you say, Ron? We got 300 and what?
64 left to go.
64 left to go.
So as far as the need for buses, so you'll have one bus running per day? I mean, how is this going to work, Shane?
On the routes, yes.
Yeah.
And then the rest, so we'll be able to take that second bus that used to be a route bus, and now we have another demand bus, which seems to be the more popular of the two services, at least within Emporia, that we offer. So giving more people the accessibility to the things they want the most was also a big drive. So
more demand opportunity can be met there with with that bus. As far as same amount of drivers you're using then?
Yep.
Okay. So are you in pretty good shape driver-wise?
Yep. I can say that we are. There was a point where we weren't, but luckily we are now.
Was there anything that really contributed to that change, Shane? You'd mentioned that you were kind of in need and now you're not. Just people stepping up, or how did you go about kind of addressing that?
That seems to be the case. Just they all saw kind of almost flooded all at one time.
Yeah.
Pleasant surprise, yeah. But I'm glad that they did.
Well, if people want more information on the routes, the configuration, the do's, the don'ts, the whys, the why nots, Shane, how can they acquire that?
So you give us a call, 620-343-4207. There's also our Facebook page. There's also the Lyon County page. All that stuff should be going live. So it's all kinds of ways to get all that information out there.
LCAT, changing with the times here. You know, the Emporia
area. I like
area.
That.
All right. Well, Shane, thanks. And Janice, thank you, too. And Happy New Year to you both.
Happy New Year. Let's get it.
All right. Let's do it. Thanks, Shane. All right, Shane Bruner and Janice Arb with LCAT. New route configurations down to a one-bus route system here, but they have the other route bus now taking care of on-demand calls.
Yeah, so exciting stuff.
Seems to be on the increase, yeah.
Yeah, exciting stuff, just kind of increasing efficiency there, as they had mentioned. And again, if you would like to join one of our Newsmaker segments, including our Newsmaker 2, you can always call us here at the KVOE studios at 620-342-1400 or email us at kvoe@kvoe.com. Tomorrow on our Newsmaker 2 segment, we'll speak with Alexa Dawson, who'll be reviewing the first-year operations for Goodway Gardens, and we'll be previewing activities here for 2024.
Looking forward to that.
That'll be a good one.
Yeah, Newsmaker 2 brought to you by Mainstay Suites at 2602 Candlewood Drive. Mainstay Suites, live like home. 27 degrees. Good morning. It's 8:35.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. An inferno this morning at the Haneda Airport in Tokyo. A Japan Airlines plane caught fire after hitting